Let's head back to Nearham Junction in eastern Victoria now, and we'll continue our Farm Diary series. If you were listening last week, we heard from Lisa's mum, Maria. She was talking of life in the area and her experience as a migrant from Italy. Maria and her husband have both lived their whole life in the area, and they operate a dairy and a potato farm. The last of their six children has now left, and the question of retirement is looming. Vince begins by describing his day.
Weeding a few spuds that I can't go past the weeds when I'm, when I'm out there. I'm sort of, I think if you're able to walk over a weed, well, you're not, you've got no business of being a spud grower.
How many potatoes have you got?
Oh, well, we've scaled right down. I'm only put in about 12 acres this year, like, now that it's probably nearly only the wife and myself left.
What did you used to have?
Oh, we did get up to 50 acres. And it's a seasonal crop, but, you know, when it's on, it's sort of on, and it's pretty intense. If you miss out on doing something today, you're not necessarily going to get the same opportunity tomorrow, and you can't sort of just let it go and think, oh, you know, everything's going to be all right, because it's got to be done at the right time and to get the most benefit out of it. It's like me going out there and going past a row that's got weeds in it. If I don't pull it out this week, by next week the potatoes are that advanced that it's not much advantage to having those weeds pulled out.
Do you weed by hand?
Yes. Yeah, we do. So we have got a centre core that we put on ground, you know, to stop the weeds from coming through, but there's always ones that will escape the spray, and if they're too far advanced, if the weed's too far advanced, it's not going to kill it. It'll just keep growing, and especially where at the ends of the rows where there's only a few plants, and you sort of look at them, you think, oh, that's a bit untidy, so you'll pull them out by hand rather than just leave them there. Makes the whole thing look untidy.
Well, now, the other half of this farm is dairy.
Yeah. You can say our main income is dairy.
Tell us what it was like, or what sort of conditions you worked under 40 years ago when you were milking.
Well, we used to have a little walk-through dairy that the cows would actually reverse back a metre and then go out the gate on the side that you would open for them, and they would go around it and out the front of the other cows. Well, you'd have to squat down to put the cups on, and we're sort of, you're in a pit and the cows are elevated and it's a lot easier. What used to take a couple of hours to do 50 cows, you can do 200 cows in a couple of hours now. And also with potato growing, I remember used to get out there and pick all our potatoes in bags, and then I'd hang back while the wife and the kids were, you know, getting the cows organised, and I'd sew up all the bags and throw them on this trailer and take them into the shed and stack them in the shed and leave them there until the semi came along, and you know, hand load them onto the semi and away they'd go, whether they'd go to Brisbane or Melbourne or wherever. Where now it's just, you go out there with a harvester, put the harvester in the ground, you stand on a sorting table, and the potatoes go into a bin. Then the bin gets picked up with a forklift, gets put in on the truck in the shed for a few days until the semi comes along, and they take them to a grader where they grade them out to anything from 5 kilos to 50 kilo bags.
So would you say farming's easier now, or is it just that it allows you to have much higher volumes?
I would say it's a little bit easier, but it also allows you to put out a lot more volume for your hard work. Dairying is just a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, you know, job. You just can't sort of walk away from it because someone's got to be there to do it. Cropping is not so intense, but you've still got to be able to do the work.
The question I think of when I think of dairy farmers is, how do you guys get a weekend?
Not often a weekend. If we score a milking off every now and then, whether it's during the week or on the weekend, you know, it's a bit of a bonus. But what we have found with the family, you're more intense on the weekends, because the weekends are the time for the kids that they will go out and, you know, drag their feet in the mornings because they've been out the night before, and we sort of got to be more on the ball. But during the week, you'll get out there and they'll be, you know, on the job, and you can sort of lay in a little bit in the morning and they know that it's basically their time to do a bit. So with farming, you share it. You share it around. You can't afford to say, oh, today's Sunday, I'm just going to stop. I think commitment and dedication, and you really got to have a passion. If you haven't got a passion for what you're doing, I don't think there's really a spot for you in farming. And there's days that it's going to be hard and there's days that it's going to be easy. But if you didn't have the passion there to do it, I don't think you'd sort of stick it out. You've got to be the sort of person that's prepared to commit to a 12-hour day and do the job properly. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. And this is what I'm finding now, that I could take it easy, but my commitment and my passion for getting my work done and getting it done properly just overrides the fact that I could afford to, you know, put someone on and just stand by the wayside at the fence line and watch them do the work that I do, because I find it more fulfilling to do what I've got to do and more satisfying than to just hang back and think I can afford to, you know, get someone in to do it. So it's all about...
It's that passion that stops you taking a break.
Yeah, basically, it is. If you're passionate about something, I don't think that if you are passionate about something, giving it up is a lot harder than what you seem to realise. You know, the kids say to me, oh, Dad, isn't it about time you had a break? Just take a break. But I don't think they fathom and really understand the satisfaction that I actually get out of my work, you know, and I find it very rewarding. And even like with the paddock of potatoes, it's like a woman that comes inside and whips up a cake. Like she grabs it from start to finish it and you know, the finished item. And this is what I'm like with a paddock of potatoes. You basically go out there, you plant the way the ground, the way your rows are going to fall, the headlands, the whole thing. And when the whole paddock is just blooming with flowers, and neat as a pin, you sort of look back and you know, that really, even at my age, it really gives me a buzz. And say, walking up to the top of the hill and looking back, and I've just got my irrigator going, and it's first light in the morning, the sun's just coming up over the hill, and the water, the sun's hitting that water, and it's just a sheet of white, you know, going over these potatoes that are just all in flower. And that's the sort of thing that I don't know whether it's all spud growers, but myself, that's what I really get a buzz out of doing. It's not so much, ooh, how much is this paddock of spuds going to earn me and what am I going to be able to do with it? That's really always has been irrelevant. But to me, I get a buzz out of actually doing it. And then everything else is just a bonus.
There's a man who truly loves his potatoes. Vincent Cipullo speaking there to Greg Muller. Next week in our Farm Diary series, we'll catch up with Lisa, who's just come back from her honeymoon. If you want to catch up on any of our previous episodes, just go online and you can see pictures of Vincent and his family there as well. Go to abc.net.au/radionational and just look for Bush Telegraph in the program's guide.